Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
My name is Pastor Scott Jekyll, and I'm going to be reading from Mark chapter 1, verses 35 through 45. In the morning, while it was still very dark, Jesus got up and went out to a deserted place, and there Jesus prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for Jesus. When they found him, they said to Jesus, "Everyone is searching for you." Jesus answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came to do." And Jesus went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. A leper came to Jesus, begging Jesus, kneeling, he said to Jesus, "If you choose, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched the man and said to him, "I do choose, be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left the man, and he was made clean. After sternly warning him, Jesus sent the man away at once, saying to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded as a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the word, so that Jesus could no longer go into the town openly, but stayed out in the country, and people came to Jesus from every quarter. Here ends the reading. I've had a few thoughts as I've been wrestling and wondering about this reading. It speaks about how Jesus goes out to be in nature. And I think that many times I find I'm closest to God when I'm in nature, in creation. One of the techniques I use when I want to pray, as Jesus was out in this desolated region to pray, I use the alphabet. I'll take the letter A and think, what am I thankful for? And I'll come up with apples, and B, bluebirds, and C, cereal, and D, dogs, and E, elevators, and so on. And it is helpful for me to have different tools and skills to help me in my prayer life. And the next thought I had about this reading is describing how Jesus is out by himself, and they are searching for him. I understand the Greek word for search is hunted down. And as a leader, they are hunting Jesus down. The people have great anxiety and urgency. They want to find him. So it's quite the contrast that I observe in the reading. Jesus is peaceful and serene in nature, and the people are so urgent because they want him to come and help them. And it does seem that we can find serenity and urgency to live right alongside each other. One of the urgent pieces we see in Jesus is he knows what his purpose in life is to do. He's to proclaim the message, the love of God to all, to proclaim grace and freedom and salvation, to remind us that God is near, that God has the power to overcome all challenges and obstacles, even to cast out unclean spirits. We celebrate in this reading how Jesus becomes very specific to one man who has leprosy. Leprosy is one of those conditions that Jesus was aware of in his day, where a leper was supposed to announce unclean, unclean, and cry out so that everyone would stay away from the leper. But this leper comes close to Jesus and begins with the statement of faith, "If you, Jesus, choose to make me clean, I know you can do it." And so, moved with pity, Jesus has this experience within him where his spirit is deeply grieved by the situation of this man having to be so separate from all his family and friends. And with this deep pity within him, Jesus reaches out and says, "I do choose, be made clean." It's so powerful to know that your intention is to bring healing, and that's what Jesus has going on for him. But he gives this amazing gag order. He restricts the man from saying anything. Jesus didn't want anyone to know what he was doing. We wonder why it is Jesus sometimes tells people not to say a word, and they blab all over, and we are encouraged to blab all about it, to tell about God's love, and we keep it quiet. The last thought I have about this reading is after the man who has leprosy is healed, Jesus encourages the man to go to the priest and to offer the cleansing offering. This was a way of Jesus legitimizing his work within the family of God in the synagogue and the temples, and not just be this thing Jesus is doing on his own. This man who was severely restricted by Jesus, telling him don't say a word, goes around and tells everyone what Jesus has done in his life. We know that God is calling us to make sure we let people know about the healing power. I'm not sure if we are going to need a case of reverse psychology or what's going on, but the encouragement for all of us is to share God's love in each day that we live in all the ways we can. Let us pray. Lord God, we give thanks that your Son Jesus comes to bring healing to us, and we are encouraged through the Holy Spirit to share our love with others. May we find courage to do so. May we find joy in sharing our journey with Christ alongside. In Jesus' name, amen.